cold geopolitics will burn you up. This is news from Radio EcoShock. Great globs of global warming coal are coming to you, courtesy of the world's biggest coal mining countries. Yes, the Gang of Five, with the latecomer edition of Japan, have a new plan to combat climate change. Forget about reducing emissions. Burn more coal! Australia, India, China, and South Korea have been secretly scheming with the Bush White House to cook up an alternative to the Kyoto Agreement, which calls for reductions of greenhouse gases. Now the countries that make up more than 40% of the world's greenhouse emissions have announced the Asia-Pacific Partnership for Clean Development and Climate. Doesn't that sound friendly? America and Australia are the biggest holdouts, refusing to sign the Kyoto Protocol, along with the other 140 nations who did. Aside from being energy gluttons themselves, the Gang of Two objected that India and China, the biggest developing industrial nations, were exempt from the Kyoto deal anyway. So Australia's George Bush clone, John Howard, representing the world's biggest coal exporter, or climate criminal, has helped piece together a deal which includes the two biggest coal users, China and India. When it comes to profiting from the coming climate crisis, Australia is a special case. The Howard government's own report, titled Climate Change, Risk and Vulnerability, admits climate change is inevitable and that Australia will be hit with exceptional storms, even higher heat, droughts and cyclones in the coming years. Australia is still in the grips of the worst drought in a century. The report also admits that Australia's unique animals and plants will be damaged or killed off, and agriculture, also known as the food supply, will suffer. A separate study by the Desert Knowledge Cooperative Research Center shows soil is being stripped from the southern continent at an alarming rate. Climate change even threatens one of the five remaining berthing areas for the large ocean species, Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Never mind, mate, coal means jobs and a way to balance the payments for all those Aussie imports. Australia Environment Minister Ian Campbell promises 20 more coal-fired power stations for the land down under, stating that not investing in new coal technology would be, quote, environmental vandalism. Environmental vandalism? Laugh till you roast in this 1984 double talk. Documents from the Australian Freedom of Information Act showed the Prime Minister's department and cabinet were treated to a series of papers, lunches, and God knows what else from big mining companies like BHP Billiton, Rio Tinto, and Alcoa. These companies said future investment in Australia would be threatened if the Kyoto deal was signed. BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto claimed it was, quote, premature to join an emissions reduction scheme. Even the American oil company ExxonMobil was working the Prime Minister, saying, quote, investments in current renewable energy technology are not economical, end quote. Economical for who? Surprisingly, these same companies have donated millions to Howard's Labour government, in fact, to nearly all the Australian major political parties. Industry hacks and scientists fill the Aussie halls of power. They pay the bills, they call the tune, coal is king. To hell with the climate. The so-called energy plan, called Securing Australia's Energy Future, calls for more coal and fossil fuels while opening the door to a new wave of nuclear reactors just to keep all those air conditioners going. This in a land brimming with unrealized solar energy and untapped geothermal gold. Independent Australian scientists have called the Howard government's initiative corrupt. Bob Brown, leader of the Australian Green Party, said the new six-country Asia-Pacific agreement was a coal pact, quote, designed to defend the coal industry in an age where it's the biggest industry contributing deliberately to the global warming threat, end quote. In a spectacular bit of timing, the Greenpeace flagship Rainbow Warrior managed to close down the world's biggest coal port at the appropriately named Newcastle, Australia, on July 27th. The Warrior dropped anchor in the main channel while teams of activists occupied a 2.5 million ton coal stockpile. Newcastle ships out 80 million tons of coal a year, and 80% of Australia's coal goes to Asia, mainly China and India, those countries exempt from the Kyoto Agreement. The result will be more forest and brush fires and colossal storms like the recent all-time record rain dump on Mumbai, the artist formerly known as Bombay. More than 95 centimeters, that's 2 feet of rain, fell within 24 hours, killing at least 500 people, wiping out 10,000 homes, and shutting down India's financial capital. Expect more superstorms, courtesy of those friendly Australians. But the Aussies can't ship the black stuff out fast enough. They've only been limited not by Kyoto or any concern for rapid climate change, but by the lack of transportation facilities to get it out even faster. There's a constant lineup of ships waiting to be loaded at Australian coal ports, and billions more will be spent building more rail lines, more mines, more ships to feed the coal disease. The world's biggest coal exporter just wants to get bigger. Never mind the constant brush fires, the growing desert in the middle of Australia, the lost reefs and tropical rainforests. As the Aussie Environment Minister Ian Campbell told ABC Radio there, climate change could be painted as alarming, but the reality is that these changes will happen over time. Yes, we're going to hell, but not right away. Senator Campbell threatened that Australia has 700 years of coal reserves still waiting to be shipped. If only we had 700 years of livable climate left under such leadership. Campbell and President Bush promised new coal technologies. We'll put all that carbon in some mine, or under the sea, or under a rug, or something. Someday. Meanwhile, we might as well fire up the climate burner. Don't give a damn? Well, all those dirty Asian coal power plants are coming to a lung near you. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal, posted December 20, 2004, pollutants like mercury are floating around the Northern Hemisphere in a toxic conveyor belt in the atmosphere. That is the hidden cost of the unbelievably cheap Chinese-made tool set in Walmart. The bonus is an increase in diseases caused by mercury, which float across the Pacific from coal-burning plants. In fact, these coal-borne heavy metals are now forming a kind of dirty ring around the planet. Chinese plants don't have to install pollution control devices that catch heavy metals, sulfur dioxide, or nitrogen oxides. They can just pay a small fee to the government instead. China alone pumps out an estimated 600 tons of mercury into the world's air supply every year. It all goes somewhere, and that country intends to double its power supply, mostly with coal, in the next 10 years. Scientists are warning that mercury from these coal plants is arriving by air and settling into the world's food and water supply. Harvard's Daniel J. Jacob, a professor of atmospheric chemistry, has followed plumes of dirty air from Asia to New England. He has traced contaminants, dropping on America, from Chinese coal-fired plants. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has reported that one-third of all American lakes and almost a quarter of all rivers are so polluted with mercury, says the Wall Street Journal, that, quote, children and pregnant women are advised to limit or avoid eating fish caught there. Some scientists now say 30% or more of the mercury settling into U.S. ground soil and waterways comes from other countries, in particular China, end quote. The most recent biannual study by the Centers for Disease Control also cite methylmercury as a serious contaminant found in the bodies of all Americans, including children. Children are particularly affected, but adults, including hockey stars like Joel Bouchard of the New York Rangers, have come down very ill with mercury poisoning. People are dying. What will the American government do to end this environmental vandalism? The Bush government is joining in to make more. Coal is king in America, too, where big campaign donors literally rip the tops off Appalachian mountains to haul out the coal. The Asia-Pacific Partnership for Clean Development and Climate. Remember that name. America, Australia, South Korea, India, China, and Japan. It's the black alternative to Kyoto, where the big carbon drug users and producers have made a carbon plan that lets the rest of us eat the exhaust of big money made from the world's dirtiest carbon industry, coal. This has been news from Radio EcoShock. Find us on the web at www.ecoshocklikeanelectricshock.org.